What's going on, guys? Today we have the Jordan 1 Band Mid. This shoe right here has been one of my biggest investments. I'm really excited about the future and the outlook of this shoe. This shoe is really great looking, and there's a few reasons why I think it's going to go up in the near future. So the biggest reason I see these going up is I'm a firm believer that history is going to repeat itself with this one. If you look at the Jordan 1 Band High, those are about $1,000. They dropped in 2016, and the only difference between these and the Band Mid is about materials and an inch difference. If you look at the Jordan 1 Mid Smoke Gray and you compare it to the Dior 1s, which a lot of people were comparing to when it dropped, that shoe's around $330 right now, and I think a lot of that came from people not being able to afford the Dior 1s and wanting to go buy the Jordan 1 Mid Smoke Grays. Another reason I see these going up is just comparing it to mids on the market in general. Jordan 1 mids have been killing it these past year or two, and they're continuing to do so. You look at other mids that have recently released, and they're going up rapidly fast. The great thing is they have a low buy-in price, so you can get them at $130, and they go up $50, and you make 40% on your money, and that's really great compared to other Jordan 1 highs or any investment in general. The ability to get large quantities of this shoe makes it just another value proposition for me. Sometimes it's hard to get these Jordan 1 highs. People start stashing them, they know they're gonna go up. But these Jordan 1 mids, there's so much quantities on the market and people are just trying to get rid of them. And I think that's the best time when you're trying to buy a shoe is when people don't see the value in them and you do. So this is a shoe you can grab a lot of pairs of and put a big chunk of your investments into. And it's a really safe investment going forward. And I love it because of that. My resale prediction for this shoe is I see it going to around $200. I'm really comparing it to the Chicago Toe Mid that dropped last year. I give it under a year. I think these shoes are going to take about 9 to 10 months. They dropped late in 2020, so I think about August, September area, it should start to hit that 200 mark. I could also see it going above 200. You know, comparing it to that Bred Jordan 1 High, that shoe's at 1,000, and you look at the Smoke Grays, they're at 300. The shoe really has the potential to run, which is another reason I like it. It's really safe to invest in, but also has a really high probability that it could just take off. That's it for today's video. Let me know down below in the comments if you think this shoe is going to go up. Let me know if you think I'm right, if I'm wrong. I want to hear it. Leave a like and subscribe for more content coming out in the future of hold and sell investments.